Blackstone Audio presents Rumo and His Miraculous Adventures, a novel in two books by Walter Moers, translated by John Brownjohn.
Imagine a chest of drawers. Yes, a big chest with lots of drawers containing all the marvels and mysteries of Zamonia arranged in alphabetical order. A chest of drawers floating in absolute darkness. Can you imagine that? Good. Now watch. One of those drawers is opening. The one bearing the letter R. R for Rumo. And now look inside. Deep inside, before it shuts again. Book 1. Overworld. Chapter 1. The Silver Thread. Rumo was good at fighting. At the beginning of his story, however, he still had no inkling of this, nor did he know that he was a Wolperting and would one day become Zamonia's most illustrious hero. He had no name, nor did he have the faintest recollection of his parents. He didn't know where he came from or where he would go. All he knew was that the farmyard where he grew up was his kingdom.
King of the Farmyard.
For Rumo, each day began when the farmer's entire family, 7 Haconian dwarfs, formed a doting circle around the sleeping puppy's basket and woke him with a melodious Haconian song. Then they showered him with caresses. They tickled him behind the ears, rocked him in their arms, stroked his fur, and kissed his tiny horns, marks of affection which he acknowledged with a pleasurable grunt. Wherever Rumo tottered on his 4 clumsy little legs, he instantly became the center of attention. All his activities were applauded.